We're going to pick up the Gemara again. Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We really went through this Gemara a number of times. We're going to hold off going through it again now. And we're just going to go weiter. Probably be a good idea to go back to it, look at it again as time moves on. So the Mishnah said, "Misharabu haroitzkin." Once there were an abundance of murderers, so there was no more egla arufa. Talk to Gemara. Tana Rabbanan learned in a brisa, "Misharabu haroitzkin." Once there was a proliferance of murderers, but egla arufa stopped coming. The fisheina ba ella la sofik, because the egla arufa comes because of a sofik. Misharabu haroitzkin begaloi. And therefore, once there was a famous thing, everyone knew, it was well known about the murderers, but the Eglarufa was stopped. And he said, Rashi learned Pshat, because since there's someone who knows, so it's not considered Loi Noida Mihi Kohu. That's how Rashi learned. The Ramban, Allah Torah, brings down that the Rambam writes in Mar Nebuchim, that the reason for Eglarufa is to create awareness. And when you create awareness of something that happened, maybe you'll be able to find the murderer. And when it happened with so much happening, that was at a time when there was no Bezdin Sanhedrin HaGadol giving such a misa, and therefore there's no purpose in it anymore, because again, the purpose was for it to lead to something. It wasn't just a kapara right now, but it was supposed to lead to the murderer being brought to justice. And since we're not able to do that anyway, so therefore there's no egla arufa. Okay.
What do you mean by Rashi's pshat? Somebody who knows, what's the difference between?
Because since it says what?
What's the difference between there's lots of murderers or just one?
Then if there's lots, yeah. Then presumably there's gangs. There's people that know somewhere. In other words, it's not just a lone wolf. What's it called? A lone whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's groups of them, so to speak, and therefore there's people that know. We just don't know. Zokti Gemara Vayitim. Misharabu hanoyafim. When there was an abundance of adulterers, so then there was no more meisaita. Zokti Gemara Tana Rabbanan went onto the brisa. V'niko ha'ish me'avon. The man will be absolved of sin, and the woman will carry her sin. And the Gemara says, "Bizman sheho ish minuk meyavon," when the man is clean from the avera of niuf of isar arayis, hamayim boit kinesishtoi, the waters will check his wife. Ein ho ish minuk meyavon, if the man is not clean from averas of arayis, in hamayim boit kinesishtoi, the waters will not check his wife. The Brisa says, Va'omer, it also says like this in Hosea, Lo efgoid al b'nai seichem, I will not punish, meaning I will not remember with me hamorim al b'nai seichem on your daughters, kisses nena.
I'm sorry.
We're in the Gemara and Zayin of Beis.
Right.
And we were up to the two das Misharabu Hanoyafim.
Oh, you went weiter.
We went weiter, yes. Let's take it again from these two dots. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, v'niko ha'ish me'avon, a man will be clean from sin. V'zman she'ha'ish me'nuka me'avon, when the man is clean from the aveira of arayas, ha'mayim boitkin asishta, the waters check his wife. Ein ha'ish me'nuka me'avon, if the man is not clean from arayas, ein ha'mayim boitkin asishta, the water did not check his wife. V'aymer, the pasuk says, in Hosea, lo'efkad al b'nei seichem, I will not remember and punish your daughters. Kisses neno, for they were being mezana. Now the Gemara asks, "My va'omer." What does it mean in the brisa of va'omer? And it says, it's usually when we bring down the brisa of va'omer, it's coming to say that the first raya wasn't sufficient. There was something added in the second. So my va'omer, what is that va'omer coming to tell us? Explains the Gemara, "V'chitem, if you're going to say just from that first pasuk of v'nikoha ishme ava, and if you're going to tell me avoin di day." His Aveira in. Yes, that will prevent the waters from working. Dibnei, the Averis of his sons. Udevante and the Averis of his daughters, that they are being over the Isurim of Arayas Loi, that will not prevent the waters from working. Meaning, it just says, Venika Ha'ish Me'avain, that tells us that the husband, the man, is clean from a sin of Arayas, Mashma, but the daughters and sons of the man will not prevent the waters working for his wife. Again, v'chitev, if you're going to say avoin di day in his averus, yeah, the bnei debante, but his sons and daughters, if they are being over the yisurim of Arayas Loi, you will not stop the waters from checking. Toshma, the pasuk teaches us loy efkad al bnei seichem kises nena. I will not punish your daughters because they, meaning on account of your daughters, because they are being mezana v'al kalei seichem. And on your daughters-in-law, kisina afna, because they are also being over, they're doing niuf, the iser of Arayas of niuf. Now, this is talking about when the father knows about it, or the father, where did the daughter get it from? Where did the daughters get this from?
Like
we find this lack of regard for the isurim of Arayas, they learned it at home. Okay, like we learned this at the end of the Gemara in Sukkah. Shusa Dianuka Ida Avua Ida Ime, and we learned this in other plays, like we learned this by Bas Koyin, that's Mizana. Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that you take her out from her father's house because that's where she learned it. I mean, if they weren't Maicha, if not that they necessarily said this is okay, the fact that they didn't protest, if there was a lack of sensitivity to these things, that brought this about, and therefore he is found liable, and therefore the waters won't work for his wife. And the daughters-in-law, why if the daughters-in-law are being mizana, why is that the Shver's fault? The Teretz is, because the Gemara says in Megillah, Gemara is talking about Ahasuerus and Vashti, and the Gemara basically says that the husband and wife are on a similar page. So if the daughters-in-law are doing this, then their husbands, the sons of our Saita husband, obviously are also in a similar business. They're not paying attention or not careful about Arayas. And therefore, this person, the water, the Saita, is not going to work for his wife.
I'm confused about what you translated it then, what the end of it is.
I didn't read that yet.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Oh, Avon Didei? Yes.
Yeah, Avon Didei in. Meaning his Averis, yes, that's going to stop the.
Right.
And then it says, but.
The Bnei Yudabante, his son and his daughters, and his sons and his daughters, Lo, he will not prevent the waters from working. Tashma, the Pasuk said, that's the end of the Braisa. Lo Efka al Bnei Sechem, Kisiz Nenav al Kalei Sechem, Kisanaf.
Okay, it's connected to his sons.
Well, the question is, I was just answering how the daughters-in-law, why is a person responsible for the actions of his daughters-in-law?
But it's not responsible for that. The sins of his sons and his daughters.
That's what the pasuk says.
Will not stop the waters from working.
No, they will.
I thought it says v'chi tema avon didei in divnei v'divna sein lo. I don't understand.
I would have said if I only had the pasuk of anika ha'ish me'avon. I would have said that his Averis.
So what if you want to say this and then that?
So therefore, the Brisa brings the second pasuk of La'efkad al b'nai seichem kises nenu. Says the Gemara Vayter v'chitem, and if you're going to say avoin eishes in, what's your problem?
I don't understand what the Tashma taught. I'm not following. I understand the v'chitem. I just don't know what the Tashma.
The Tashma is the end of the Brisa. The Brisa brings a pasuk in Hosea. And the pasuk in Hosea, it doesn't talk about the man being absolved from sin. It means it says that the waters are not going to work because of your daughters. Kisis nana. Yeah, that's the pasuk. The question is what the pasuk is adding. That's the Gemara's question. And the answer that the Gemara is saying is that the pasuk is adding that it's not only his averus that are going to prevent the waters from working. It's also his children's averus that are going to prevent it from working. Now it says, v'chit hema, if you're going to say, avoin eishes ish in, that the aveira of eishes ish, yes, that will prevent the waters from working. But avoin dipnuyo, but the aveira of a man having relations with a Pnuya, which is a lower level Isser than an Eshes Ish, Loi, that will not prevent the waters from... In other words, let's say you have this person, Reuven, who was Mizana with a woman who was not married. She was a Pnuya.
What's the Isser?
A good question. First we'll talk about Pnuya is an available woman, meaning she's not married. And we'll assume that she's also not a Nida even. Rambam says it's an Isser of Laisiya Kadesha. Laisiya Kadesha, a woman should not be a designated harlot. I don't know how they translate it. And that the Rambam says that's an Isser, and they try to prove from here, L'chayra, that the Isser is an Isser Daraisa. Because we're showing within the Psukim.
Something.
Yeah. V'chitev, if you're going to say, Oven Eshesish in. The Aveira of Eshesish, yes, that will prevent the waters from working. Oven de Pnuya, but the... But the Aveira of a Pnuya, of an unmarried woman, Loi, that will not prevent the waters from working. Zakti Gemara, Toshma, come in here, the continuation of the Pasuk. Ki im hazonis hi paredu, because with the zonis they will.
Be separated?
Yeah, well, be separated from their family or something. The im ha. With the Kadeshois, which is the Kadesha, that's a woman that's designated for Aveira.
They
will make korbanos.
Yeah, I don't know if that's. Again, I'm missing.
Green monster is gone again?
Hosea,
apparently.
Okay. The pasuk says, "Kihem im hazoynes yifaredu." For the men are secluded with harlots. Secluded. Ve'im ha-kadeshes yizabeichu and sacrifice with prostitutes. I don't know, but it seems to say that they're hanging out with... they're promiscuous with kadeshes, which is is alluding to a woman that's not necessarily married, but is designated for that. So you see from this pasuk, that included in what will prevent the waters of the Mesaita from working are women that are not married, but are still the Isser with this person. Now, says the Gemara, my, what does it mean? The Hemshech of the Pasuk says, Va'am lo yovin, and a nation that does not understand, ye lovet, will stumble. So, Frank the Gemara, my, what is the understanding of the continuation of the pasuk? Quote, Va'am la yovin, and a nation that does not understand, ye lovet, will stumble. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lazar says, what happened was like this. You have all these cases of saitas that they are being secluded, and people maybe even know that something went down. She's drinking the water, and nothing's happening. So they're stumbling and thinking the waters are not really working. This is not really true. Says the Gemara, Amar lahem Navi li Yisrael. The Navi said to Yisrael, no, it's not that the waters aren't working. Im atem makpidin. If you are careful and you guard alatzmechem on yourselves from the averis of Arayas, mayim boitkin nishaseichem, the waters would check your wives. Vim lav, and if not, Ein ha-mayim boitkin nishaseichem, the waters will not check your wives. Meaning, the people who are not understanding, the pasuk says, Va'am lo yovin, and the people who don't understand, who is that referring to? That's referring to the nation of Klal Yisrael at the time, who were not understanding, they were confused. Why was the waters of the Mesaita not working, seemingly? So, says the pasuk, they are stumbling because they don't understand that the reason why it's not working is because of them. It's because of all the promiscuousness of them and their families that's causing the waters not to work. It's not that they that there was no Avera that happened. No, there was an Avera that happened. So why isn't it working? Because of them. Okay? That's what the Navi is saying, that I'm not going to remember them because of the Averis, and then people are going to stumble because people are going to be wondering why it's not working. Until eventually they stopped giving the Mesaita to them. Okay? Says the Gemara Vayta. So now that we have, in the Mishnah, we're talking about Misha Rabu Ha Reitz Chanin, we had Misha Rabu Ha Noyafim. Now the Brisa brings different things that were nullified once things happened in abundance. Misha Rabu Baalei Hano. Once there was an abundance of Baalei Hano. Baalei Hano are people that just look for
pleasure
seekers, great way to put it. Misharobu Baliano. Once there was an abundance of pleasure seekers, Nisavsu Hadinin, the judgments were crooked, were made crooked. Why? Because, as the good lawyers in our room will tell us, that to really get to the root of the matter and to see what's going on, and in a sugya, it's even more so, you have to work hard. But these people are Baalei Hano. They are pleasure seekers. And therefore, since that happened, so they were trying to cut corners and do things the short way. See what ChatGPT, is that what it's called?
ChatGPT.
GPT, right? See what AI tells us about all the different things. Nisavsu Hadinin, so the dinim were crooked. Veniskalklu Hamaisim, and through that, the actions were made wrong because they paskined an isser or a heter incorrectly. Niskalklu means to get disrupted or distorted.
Hamaisim
actions, meaning because I'm eating a piece of meat that really is usser because the rav wasn't able to. Ve'ein noyach ba'olam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have nachas ruach from the world. Okay, why? Because ki adam la'amal yula. The person is here in this world to work hard. Okay, that is that.
And there's just people who are just lazy pleasure seekers, and therefore they're not getting
the bottom of them. Right. In all different areas, in monetary things, in isav heter, and everything. Misharabu roye panim, misharabu roye panim badin. Once there was an abundance of people that would see or accept favoritism. Ray Panim is people that have a partiality to something, and they get flattered. Misharobu Ray Panim Badin, once there was a proliferation of people that would be partial to flattery. Botel Loisaguru, the pasuk which says that a dayan should not be afraid of anyone. The pasuk says, "Like saguru mipnei ish, do not be afraid of anyone, of any man." So once people started becoming a little bit more shallow and accept flattery, so the pasuk was batal. Upasuk leisakiru, and the pasuk of leisakiru panav mishma, which means that you shouldn't, you know, let's say there's someone, what you have you're a dayan, and a very, very, very influential and wealthy person comes as one of the litigants. So the halal, the Torah says you're not allowed to recuse yourself because you're afraid that it's going to come out not in his favor. Okay? That's what the Torah says. But once, Misharobu Raye Panim, so the pasuk of Leisakiru Panim Vamishpa, that you shouldn't show a certain favoritism, not only in the psak, but even in accepting the Din Torah, that was pasak, that stopped. No. You understand?
No, I don't understand.
Okay, we have people.
What's
a saguru? Means do not be afraid.
Right, so the people are bottle of lo saguru.
Meaning the pasuk says this is what a dayan is supposed to be.
Right, lo saguru.
Okay? Right. Saguru if they ish, not be afraid of anyone. But once the mida of, you know, taking flattery and showing favoritism in dayanim happened, so now it's almost like an automatic thing that now there is saguru. Right. Now people are afraid of what's going to be and how they're going to paskin, number one. Mm-hmm. And number two, the pasuk that says, Le sakiru panav ha-mishpat, do not basically choose sides based on who they are, was batal also, because people are shallow and looking for flattery. Uparku oil shamayim.
Upasak
leisakiru. And the pasuk of leisakiru was pasak. Pasuk means it stopped. Upasak, and it stopped. What stopped leisakiru? That pasuk of leisakiru. Not to see one side over the other, or to even recuse yourself from the case because of one of the litigants being an influential person, etc. That stopped also because people were roye panim. People were, you know, partial to flattery and partial to their negius. Uparku al shamayim, and the yoke of heaven was thrown off. Venosnu alehem oil basar v'dam, and the yoke of flesh and blood went to them, meaning to say that basically the dinei Torah, the dayanim, the bati dinim, lost. In other words, parku oil shamayim means the yoke of heaven came off of them, but what that means is that the bati dinim are no longer being used to adjudicate and to paskin, and rather venosnu alehem, and they placed on them oil basar v'dam, the yoke of people, meaning courts, the court system, a regular, in other words, where the laws are made by the judicial, whatever it is, whatever you use, not the Torah. Mm-hmm. The Chazon Ish one time was very much mechabed a certain Rav, who allegedly, you know, whatever he was a little, maybe he wasn't the biggest Talmid Chacham, and he wasn't, you know, he wasn't so I. And there was another Rav that was a big Talmid Chacham or something, and the Chazon Ish was very much didn't give him respect, and the Talmidim asked him, like, what's the pshat? He said, because a Rav, this other Rav, this first Rav, okay, he's not such a grace, he's not such a big IAI, but he's a Rav. The other one, he has negius. And if a Rav has negius, every single thing he does is tainted with that negius, and he's not a Rav. And that's this Gemara. Negius is the, that's why does he have Rav upon him? Why is he flattery? That means the negius. He's seeing himself in the picture. Okay, let's continue a drop more. Misha Rabu Loicha Shei Lechishois. Once there was an abundance of Loicha Shei Lechishois. Loicha Shei Lechishois, that means the whisperers. Those who whisper. Loicha Shei Lechishois, those who whisper. Badin in Din. Who do you think that's referring to?
Lawyers.
Rabo Charon Af BiYisrael. There was an abundance of anger in Klal Yisrael because the justice would be tilted. V'nistalka Hashchina, and the Shechina was removed, left from Klal Yisrael. Mishum Shenamar, because it says in the pasuk, "Bekerav Alekim Yishboit." With Hashem is justice, meaning that the pasuk says Alekim Alekim Nitza Badas Kel. Hashem sits in the Eda of Hashem, Bekerav Alekim Yishboit, meaning the Gemara uses this in Brachas to tell us that Hashem is Kiviyachol sitting with the Dayanu. So once there's Loicha Shei Lechishois, people that are whispering, you could call them Toyanim in the vernacular, okay, that are whispering to the Dayanim, essentially the Psak was skewed, and Hashem, Hashem's Shechina, so to speak, was left from Klal Yisrael.
When it says Lechishois B'din, Rabo Charon Af B'Yisrael?
Rabo Charon Af B'Yisrael. Charon Af came on Klal Yisrael. Rashi, look at Rashi, in the bottom Rashi of Amza, on the right side. The bottom Rashi, Rabo Charon Af, Sha'al Hatoyas HaMishpat, because of the tilting of justice, Charon Af Bo. The anger from Hashem comes, Shenem, as it says in the Pasuk, basically, when the judgment is not handled properly, so Charon Af comes to the world, and once there was an abundance of Leicha Shei Lechishois, so that brought Charon Af. Now, the truth is, the Meiri does say that Leicha Shei Lechishois is really referring to people who, you know, you go to get advice on how to hide evidence, right? How to whatever it is, fake the numbers or whatever it is. Huh? Well, not necessarily. I mean, the lawyers are working within the justice system, perhaps. But sometimes you have people that are,
you know, the system, and they're going to show you to cheat it and play it.
Right, right. We're not talking about legal loopholes necessarily. Someone said to me the other day, I was talking to him about something.